It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
No criminal charges will be filed against a former University of Utah police officer accused of sharing sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports her family is outraged by this decision.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Miguel Darris' behavior was reckless and people have good reason to be angry. But he says there isn't any criminal code that he can enforce against Darris. He says the way the laws are written now, there has to be a specific injury to that person, which he can't prove since Lauren McCluskey was dead when the pictures were reportedly shared. But Gill says he's working with a legislator to change that law.
Lauren McCluskey's mother, Jill, tweeted a statement asking if Sim Gill even read the full DPS report and asked if he's afraid to prosecute police. KSL News Time 501. No coronavirus relief bill in sight as more file for unemployment. Todd Fuchs has the numbers.
Jeff, the numbers continue to soar. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the details.
This is the latest sign the American job market is struggling to recover from coronavirus shutdowns. 898,000 American workers hit the unemployment line last week, filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That is higher than expected and the highest number of new jobless claims since August.
The number of Utahns filing new unemployment claims is still rising. Nearly 2,800 people filed for benefits, up by about 150 from the week before. But a Department of Workforce Services spokesman says the number of people filing continuing claims is falling, meaning those people are finding jobs. And like unemployment, also up, the people who can't tweet. Twitter is back up now. After a massive outage across the world, tweets were stalled for about an hour. Looks like things are back up and running. Testimony was mixed in today's confirmation hearing of Amy Coney Barrett. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from a number of witnesses for and against the president's Supreme Court nominee. Pamela Roberts, representing the American Bar Association, endorsing Judge Barrett's nomination.
Judge Barrett had demonstrated professional competence to exceptional and sufficiently outstanding to be rated well qualified.
Opposed to the confirmation, Kristen Clark, president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under Law. Clark says she has grave concerns about how Barrett's interpretation of the Constitution will impact the rights of minorities, women, and the LGBTQ community.
Judge Barrett's strict adherence to originalism and textualism stands to turn our country back decades.
Clark also says Barrett's record suggests that she would be inclined to make it easier to expand individual rights to obtain and use guns. The committee formally concluded with these remarks from the chair, Lindsey Graham.
I just don't know what's going to happen, but the more people vote, the better. And when it's all over, and it'll be over in a few weeks, I'll just say this. If I'm around, I will commit myself to starting over, looking forward, not backward.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has set an October 22nd vote on recommending approval of Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And Senator Mitt Romney says he will be voting in favor of confirming Judge Barrett. The senator says he finds her exceptionally qualified and impressive and is confident she will apply the law and Constitution impartially. Burgess Owens says he's raised a massive amount of money recently in his race for the 4th Congressional District seat. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The GOP candidate for Congress in the hotly watched 4th Congressional race says he's raised $2.5 million in third quarter, his team releasing new campaign finance numbers. They say he's raised more than $3.2 million to date this election in a statement saying the strength of their fundraising haul is a direct result of their message. His opponent, Congressman Ben McAdams, says he's raised $1.4 million during the same time period, but has raised more overall at $4.9 million. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Ann Owens and Congressman McAdams have already debated, but incumbent Congressman John Curtis and Democrat Devin Thorpe will debate tonight at 6 in just under an hour right here on KSL News Radio. Also tonight, the dueling town halls from President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden. NBC News is not backing down from its decision to schedule the president for a town hall at the same time that Biden is on ABC. In-person campaign appearances are off the table for Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. ABC's Jim Ryan says COVID-19 gets the blame.
The Biden-Harris campaign says that Senator Harris's communications director and a flight crew member traveled with her to Arizona last week and later tested positive for exposure to coronavirus. For the next 3 days, Kamala Harris plans a series of virtual campaign events before she returns to the in-person trail on Monday.
Harris was due to head to Cleveland tomorrow. We're also learning this afternoon that someone who flew with former VP Biden also tested positive for COVID-19. This was all part of contact tracing done for the Harris exposure. Their campaign manager says it's an administrative member of the company who charges the VP's plane. KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
One freeway crash to tell you about. It's northbound I-15 in Sandy at about 106 South. It is out of traffic over on the left shoulder, but it is part of the heavy and slow traffic that goes from 114th South up to Midvale. But on the flip side, going southbound, we had an earlier crash at 7200 South blocking the HOV lane. That's all it took to stack up delays into Murray at 45th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.